This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fanelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Eben is with us, and I just wanted to mention on Thursday, 2 days from now, I'll be hosting a remembrance class about John Stettmiller. He died last Friday, November 5th. And if you have first-hand experience with him, and you'd like to share that on the air, and remember John Stettmiller in this way, you are certainly invited to call. 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. And that's this Thursday between the hours of 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central. You'll hear from some of your instructors remembering him, and if you'd like to remember him too, please do so. 866-582-9933, and that is on Thursday. Rich?
Well, thank you, sir. Always looking at, always during the break, I omit a lot of articles because of time, but these articles truly are quite disturbing. Regarding the fact that this is all coming from America. You know, President Trump released a statement on election fraud the other day and said, quote, the American people deserve an answer now on election fraud. Look, we all agreed Mike Lindell is presenting his evidence that is very obvious that the election got stolen on November 3rd, which is the true insurrection. And he's delivering it to the Supreme Court before Thanksgiving. But it's just like with John Durham regarding the arrests on the Russian hoax. Durham finds all this evidence of collusion confirmed, and it was Hillary all along. You know, the alternative media, we said all this stuff. We said all this stuff. We had all these articles years ago. All right. And nothing's happened. So John Durham, President Trump, we know that the FBI has turned. I mean, you mentioned something about the CIA. I have an article right in front of me. GOP raises alarm on CIA, quote, they turned inward to target U.S. citizens. And what I mentioned earlier about the theme of the articles that I've been mentioning lately, corruption, wokeness, cowards, turncoats. See, nobody is doing their job. And this happened. This started happening 50 years ago. And I've given tons of lectures on this, talked about it in the book. This is why they use divide and conquer strategies, so they can get people to feel entitled for playing the victim group status card. And they, in turn, demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job based on what group they're in. And then they demand no protection or rights or restitution under the rule of law by the people who've been targeted and gives away runaway power to the corrupt. This is what's happened. When you don't have the rule of law, when you don't stand for principle, the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody, you're enabling and protecting the corrupt. This is what's moved in. There's no qualifications, hard work, effort, proven results. Nothing means anything anymore. It's all gone. This is what happens when no one does their job, especially in government and big corporations. It's all corrupt. And, you know, one of the article, or one of the, over the news break, one of the people talking about the news, they were saying how people don't even know what's in this new bill that was passed. Well, I'll tell you one thing that's in it. Okay, I'm looking at it right now. 50-state list of top tax rates under the Democrat bill. Top tax rates per state. Ready? I'm not going to give them all because of time. New York, over 66%. Next is California, New Jersey, Hawaii, Washington, D.C., Oregon, Minnesota, Maryland, Vermont. And then Kansas, Delaware, Ohio start in the upper 50s. Every state, the new tax rate is now in the 50s, with Wyoming being the least at 51.4%. I'm looking at the article right now. So it's just like these unrealized capital gains that they're talking about. It's going to be a margin call gone wild. It's going to be total destruction because you're going to destroy America with lack of liquidity. It's an assault on savers. It diverts money from the private sector, especially the bottom 93%, given to government and big corporations from nefarious government spending. And they even want to take over your bank account. This is they're taking America down, and I'm going to show you with more articles that I'm going to continue with right now. All right, Vince.
Could you just hold it for 1 second? So we were talking about it's actually the combined tax rate for both state and federal taxes. Well, this proposed tax scheme will put the United States at the highest tax rate in our half of the Milky Way galaxy. I'm not exaggerating. Actually, the whole Milky Way galaxy. The United States will have the highest tax rate, higher than Japan, Denmark, and France, and Austria, and Greece, and all the other countries that you would have respect for. We're number one in the highest tax rate. So when you think about those people who used to be your friends, who voted for this regime, how do you feel about them now? Back to you.
Well, thank you, Vince. You know, and I've even read our tax rate is going to be higher than communist China. This is a takedown and a takeover. I'm blue in the face giving so many different examples. Look, just regarding, I'm going to go off into a tangent here. I mentioned this once or twice, I don't know, in the last year. But around World War One, when cartoons were coming out, there was an early vintage cartoon. It was an early warning, basically about the so-called plandemic that they're doing now, where it was about 2 minutes long. I saw the whole thing, and the devil's leading the parade. And in the parade are things like iron lung ventilators and things like that. How to take over the world are terms in there. Introduce a weaponized influenza. Flood newspapers and radios with death. Shut down shops and churches. Use law enforcement to stifle dissent. Parade the sick and the dead. Inject a vaccine. Sell fear. And sterilize the work shy. And then euthanize the old and the young, and then people who own the banks now own the hospitals and all the other companies, for example, Vanguard, which owns everything, and their plan is to own you. All this is planned. All this is scripted for many, many years. Okay, the World Economic Forum, the Davos Group, all those wealthiest 200 families, the hypocrites, the people who didn't earn anything, are running your life, and you better do something about it. But we don't want violence because they're going to be setting us up with false flags left and right to blame Republicans and patriots. But we better wake up. We better watch our six and do something about it. I'm blue in the face talking about ideas and solutions. Self-sufficiency, preparedness schools. Okay, I'm going to stop right there and talk about these articles, and you tell me where the powers that be are taking us just with the next several articles I'm going to mention, okay? You ready? North Korea tells citizens to buck up for more food shortages until 2025. I've heard these articles to China, from China as well, and other countries. Next, massive energy and power crunch coming soon, as U.S. coal producers have already sold their coal inventories for 2022. Next, Biden targets another U.S. pipeline for shutdown after begging Saudis for more oil. Take down, take over. You think these words are legitimate, folks? Next, farmers wait weeks for John Deere parts as strikes paralyze Midwest factories. Vince, I'm going to have you comment on that after I mention a few more articles here. Next, global fertilizer production is sabotaged to cause worldwide food crop. Next, Maine passes because they're afraid because they're a blue state. They passed a right to grow food constitutional amendment because they're afraid their own government's going to create an inability for them to grow their own food. Next, 6,500 methane fee on every dairy cow and 4,500 beef cows so farmers get rid of their cows. Do you think that's going to give you more food, folks? Heck, I bet you before that even happens, poor people are going to be shooting cows from the street to get food. Next, simultaneous shortages on coal, oil, propane, and natural gas hint at impending U.S. economic meltdown. This is all 100% planned. Vince, you're a farmer. What happens when you can't get John Deere parts or tractor parts? This article says it's going to paralyze Midwest factories and farms. What's your opinion on that?
Well, it's absolutely true. So we have John Deere tractors. We have three of them. And there are various sizes. The largest one is 100 horsepower or so, which means that the rear tires are about as tall as I am. So it's a pretty big tractor. It has three steps. So if you want to climb into it, you have to climb three steps. So it weighs 12,000 pounds. And we use that for baling hay. And I can tell you this, that we needed to buy this summer, actually before the strikes at the John Deere factories, we needed to buy some skid shoes for the hay mower. Now, what this hay mower is, it's about 9 feet long, and it has seven high-speed rotating cones that have two blades on each cone. And it doesn't have wheels. This thing just skids along the ground. So it has shoes, and they're made out of steel. And has seven of these shoes, and they wear out because they skid along the ground. And as you pull this mower with the back of your tractor, well, each shoe is about $120, and it took us about a month to get just a couple of them. And we're finding that it's very, very hard to get John Deere parts right now. It, you know, John Deere's claim, people would say, well, you know, it's just the green paint. That's not true. John Deere makes a pretty darn good piece of equipment, generally speaking. But their claim to fame was their parts distribution network. So if you needed a part and you're cutting hay today and the hay mowing system, whether it be the mower, the tractor, the baler, the tedder, the rake, whatever it is that you have that's green John Deere, you could get that part tomorrow. If they didn't have the part in stock at the dealership, they would have it in the morning. Well, that's no longer the case. Now it's weeks out if you can get it. So are the reports true? Absolutely true. I'll tell you a little bit more when we come back.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So you're talking about John Deere and their strike and the shortage of parts. And it's absolutely very serious. There's no question about it. I as a farmer, am at ground zero on this. So I got a call from a company, a tractor supply company. They sell implements, and a really large one around this, our neck of the woods here. They sell different brands of tractors. They are a dealer. They sell implements, hay mowers, hay balers, you know, heavy equipment as well, skid steers. And I got a call, and this guy said, "Hey, Vincent, you just bought 800,000 feet of twine to tie up your hay, and we're going to be placing an order. We don't know if we can get any, but we're calling the farmers to figure out if they want more, and if they do, how much would they want? Do they want, you know, same amount? So do you still want the same 800,000 feet?" And I said, "Yeah, that sounds great. Put me down for that." And, you know, depending on price, of course. And he said, "Well, we don't know the price. We don't even know if we can get it. We don't know when we can get it." So I bought, how much is 800,000 feet? It's 152 miles. So think of it like I bought 152 miles of string to tie up the hay bales, these round hay bales. Why? Because I know that it's going to be hard to get. And we had some in stock already. But the last thing I want to do is have cows and not be able to feed them through the winter. Because we lose the cows, we're out of business. It's as simple as that. So other farmers weren't really paying attention, and they didn't realize about the supply chain. They didn't understand that plastic was in short supply, as we discussed it right here on USA Prepares months and months ago. I mean, we said this, Kathy said it, I said it, and you said it. So we talked about how these how the prices of plastic would go up, and of course there'd be shortages, and of course here we are. So I guess there are a couple of things that I'm saying in these few paragraphs. One is we call it as we see it. We put our research together with our knowledge base that we already have, and we report on what we think can happen. And sure enough, it almost always does happen. We're early. We're early in our forecast. We err. When we err, we think it's going to happen sooner than it does. Like we forecasted the gas price spike. We said it was going to happen, and it didn't happen for a few weeks, and boom, here it is. So Jumpin' Joe's economics has doubled the price of gas during this year. So, and of course, as we use less gasoline, we have less tar to fix the roads, less plastic, less everything that is made with crude oil. Here we are, shortages everywhere, and the farmer is going to have a tough time. Fertilizer is in short supply, and it's very, very expensive. Farmers are scrambling. They're outbidding each other on junk equipment that nobody would even consider 2 years ago because they need pieces of junk equipment to cannibalize it, to take the parts off it, to fix their other equipment that they wouldn't have even been using now. So here we are in a situation. You can't get new tractors. I wouldn't want one, but you can't get one if you did. Used tractors are sky high, and some used equipment is selling for more now than it did when it was brand new. Now that it's all beat up and it's 20, 30 years old, it's selling for more than it did when it was new. Am I kidding? Absolutely not. Rich?
Thank you, Vince. You know, keep in mind, this is all planned. The non-EPA-approved trucks, which can't move merchandise in California. Oh, it's for the children, right? Oh, it's for the children. Well, let me give you an article right here. A mother who exposed a school pedophile porn book says the board banned her from entering the library. You really think it's for the kids? Why did the CDC and the FDA approve the jab for 5 to 11-year-olds? Why is there no longer legal consent? Why has the vaccine been redefined along with gain of function, which Fauci has been proven to have done with your taxpayer dollars many times? How come drag queen story hour, story time, is a real thing in public libraries and public schools? Oh, it's for the kids! No, think about the long game, the vaccine passports, the worldwide reset, the world ID, the world tyranny, transhumanism, while they're giving themselves plausible deniability every step of the way. The climate change, the COVID, the vaccine, the reset, the financial enslavement, the largest transfer of wealth. It's all happening. It's all engineered. It's all planned. Climate change, social credit score, surveillance. Assign sustainability, delegitimizing work, a centralized money source, all by non-elected people. It's all by design, and we've proved it. We've connected the dots. This is what's happening lifetime. We'll be right back, folks.
Challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Musician Drake on Monday night issued his first public remarks on the devastating tragedy at Travis Scott's Astroworld Festival in Houston, where he made a surprise appearance before a stampede of concertgoers led to the deaths of 8 people. Drake socialized, quote, "My heart is broken for the families and friends of those who lost their lives and for anyone who is suffering," end quote. Thousands of migrants sought to storm the border from Belarus into Poland on Monday, cutting razor wire defenses and using branches to try to climb over them. The siege escalated a crisis along the European Union's eastern border. Poland's government said it had rebuffed an illegal invasion and claimed the situation was under control. The city of Brea in Southern California unanimously supported a memorandum November 2nd to approve salary increases and relax sick leave for its police department. Will allow the city to attract more qualified applicants when hiring new officers and other employees. USA Radio News.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
CNN White House correspondent asked Transportation Secretary Monday when racism will be removed from our nation's roads.
The construct of how you will deconstruct the racism that was built into the roadways.
We have everything to gain by acknowledging it and then dealing with it, which is why the Reconnecting Communities, that $1 billion, is something we want to get to work right away.
With the supply chain crisis strangulating American businesses, $1 billion tax dollars will be spent to remove racism from our roads. Journalist from The Hill, Jill Concha, tells Fox News his take on racist roads.
Look, I'm old enough to remember first reporting that April Ryan, who portrays herself as an objective White House correspondent and analyst for CNN, once agreed to host a fundraising event for Pete Buttigieg when he was a 2020 presidential candidate. Only after she got caught did she pull out of that event while hilariously claiming she didn't know it was a campaign event. So this isn't somebody who's remotely objective in terms of asking the question. She's the same person who went off on Sarah Sanders and accusing her for not making a chocolate pecan pie on Thanksgiving. Sanders was press secretary at the time. Because this is just a vanity job for Mayor Pete. It's setting up his next presidential run, which could be as soon as 2024, because apparently the guy currently in office, his own party, more and more saying, please don't run in 2024. We'd rather have somebody else. And Buttigieg, the scuttlebutt on the street is he'll be that plan B since Kamala Harris is currently polling at 28% approval.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
You know, if you do a search, you type in Barnes & Noble, like the bookstore, and you type in LGBT, you'll find that they seem to be very proud of this new trend in children's books. You know, like, I'm just making this up, you too can be queer. This is what's going on in the United States of America. Barnes & Noble has a children's series, a whole section devoted to you too can be a homo, and indoctrinating very young people, starting with the age of toddlers, where you read them, you know, nursery rhyme type books. And what, like, here's one, Daddy Papa and me. My two moms and me. Our rainbow. That's just a few. And so what do people say about these pathetic books? Highly recommended. This is an excellent book for babies and toddlers. We are a family of two mommies and a daughter. I feel this book is very a very good depiction for a small child of life with two mothers. The illustrations are colorful and hold the attention of my 10-month-old. It's not too wordy, and the rhythm and rhyme of the text flows very nicely. Another review. Newman has written a simple yet important book for children about a family with two female parents. Our daughter relates to the tasks presented, the activities included, and the love the parents give their child. What a nice example. Richard, we didn't announce that we would not be taking calls, but I see on the call screen David in San Francisco wants to talk about herd immunity. Are you up for a call, or are you running behind?
Well, you know what? I am running behind. And, David, don't take this personally. It's just that I prepare with so much information. I even have an article on San Francisco. And I'd love to talk about that, and I have many times, but I'm not going to get to the articles that I have prepared, if that's okay with you, Vince.
Okay. David just heard that. So, David, you can call another time. But Rich generally does not take calls. Not that he's afraid to take calls. It's just that he doesn't even want me to say a word. Go ahead.
You know what? And it's nothing to do with you either, Vince. It's just that I feel obligated and as an American to give as much information to wake people up. Because just like these books that you're just mentioning right now, you know, I mentioned that the theme has been corruption, wokeness, cowardice, turncoats, and stupidity. And we're literally setting the table for robotics, automation, artificial intelligence, and the elite to disappear 90% of the earth and make the bottom 9% slaves. So I'm going to concentrate on the next four articles being stupidity because I know we have less than a half an hour left. And Kamala Harris demands to know if NASA can measure trees by race to get environmental justice. Listen, I know there are people out there who think I make up these articles for satirical purposes or some comedy relief. I promise you, I do not. These are all published articles in the public domain. This is how far we have fallen. And look at this next article regarding stupidity. Look at everything that's been happening in Seattle and Portland. Well, the Seattle mayor is now offering $25,000 hiring bonus for police and dispatchers after pushing the defund police movement for months and months. And guess what's going to happen? You're going to bring in the brown shirts. You're going to bring in people who are going to be able who will do anything for the dollar, and people who don't stand for principle. That's exactly what we have. And talking about San Francisco, do you know the San Francisco Chronicle was telling their citizens that they should tolerate burglary? I want you to think about that, Dave. Dave from San Francisco. Because if you have to tolerate everything that you earn being stolen, then forget about herd immunity. Because you're not going to be living very long, and there's not going to be any more rule of law. Tolerate, the San Francisco Chronicle's telling you to tolerate burglary. I just want you to wrap your head around that. See, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to show people that America has very little time left if we don't read up, research up, verify up, and have a plan of action. That's why I talk about ideas and solutions all the time. Unfortunately, if it doesn't come from one of these so-called politicians and they don't get credit and recognition, they don't want to do it. And that's what we have right now. Next. Nancy Pelosi, by the way, speaking of San Francisco, hey, you Californians, it's okay to burglarize your house, but she's leaving because there's word that she's house hunting in Florida in advance of potential retirement. You can't make this stuff up, folks. It's like somebody going into a restaurant, putting poison on your plate and saying, eat it. That's exactly what this is. Next, as pandemonium arrives, the CEO of the world's largest doomsday bunker builders warns of panic buying by the global elite. I've read that they have, there's so many underground cities already. That's one of the reasons for the food shortage, because the elite are hoarding the food, and they want to leave as much chaos and infighting and race baiting and race wars and desperation as possible when they pull the final trigger on this. Next, Biden administration gives $5 million to the United Nations group of your money to fund portable devices to kill babies and abortions around the world. Again, published articles in the public domain. I promise you I'm not making this stuff up. Next, Biden caught smuggling over 70 secret flights of illegal immigrants into Florida. He was caught. How many were not caught, folks? Can you see the writing on the wall? This is an American takedown and takeover. And Joy Reid says, the wonderful lady, this is my words, the wonderful lady who won the lieutenant governorship, Winsome Sears, so well-read, so well-researched, so well-spoken, such a patriot. Joy Reid is calling Winsome Sears a white supremacist. I kid you not. We're in a twilight zone, folks. Next, FBI sat on bombshell footage from Kyle Rittenhouse shooting. So Kyle Rittenhouse, this young man, he was actually a boy when it happened, who defended himself. They sat on footage that showed him defending himself with the other guy actually pointing a gun at him. And they didn't release it until recently. Can you imagine this? Oh, some more FBI cover-up exposed. The Biden incest and pedophilia confirmed with Joe Biden's daughter. Ashley Biden's diary is legitimate. This is an article published in the public domain. This isn't Rich and Vince making this up. Next, Ray Epps, January 6 informants. January 6 was the true insurrectionists. January 6 was the true insurrection. It appears to be orchestrated by the federal government. Next, FBI files and questions citizen journalist after he confronted alleged January 6 Fed informant Ray Epps. What do you mean alleged? It's on film. He's all over the place inducing this. Not to mention the film of the Capitol cops moving the barricades, waving them in. Oh, my God, there's so much evidence on this being a total setup. What a pathetic joke. This is why I said the theme of not just today's theme, but what I've been discussing for months is corruption, wokeness, cowardice, turncoats, and stupidity. Next. Satellites capture fake U.S. aircraft carrier in China desert used for target practice. What do you think's going on, folks? Because the next article basically is a Pentagon article confirming that China has a minimum 355 ships. What do you think's about to happen when Joe Biden gives away $86 billion of our highest technological weapons? What do you think is going to happen as we have tens of millions of illegal, unvetted immigrants coming into this country, mostly military-aged men? What do you think? Are you still ready to continue your political correctness, folks? Next, Al Gore's latest solution to climate change is mass surveillance. Wow. Next, wokeness derails Democrats. NBC's Chuck Todd, Democrats are in grave danger regarding the midterms. Do you think, let me put it this way, people. Would you be surprised if this is a call by Chuck Todd to tell the accomplices, the anti-Americans, the woke people, the people who aren't patriots, the traitors, to, is this a call to derail the U.S. before midterms? Would you be surprised? I wouldn't. Next. 100 million Americans drop out of workforce. See, the last jobs report, they basically kind of shadow casted that a little bit. Oh, well, you know, it looks good, but the bottom line is the labor participation rate is very poor, folks. This is what happens when people, you know, I don't blame the millions of people who are leaving the workforce in lieu of taking the jab. I mean, it's pretty obvious that, I mean, I've used words by physicians, researchers, scientists regarding poison, toxicity, depopulation. You've heard it all. I spent a lot of time on this. Okay. School board. Police, school board and the police coordinated to spy on and arrest concerned parents. Vince, I cannot tell you how many articles we've given on why you should get your kids out of public and government schools. And I know it's happening in every state at record amounts, but it should be just like pulling off a Band-Aid. It should be done immediately, and that's the only way to save our country and our children. Next.
Rich, when parents find that their children are reading these perverted, gay, queer, faggot books about twisted sex in the public school system, that should be enough. First, you fire the teacher who's been teaching using those books. You fire the librarian for having it in the library. You fire the principal for allowing it. You fire the superintendent for allowing it. And then you get rid of the entire school board and you replace them all. That's what you do. Okay. And you do that after you've removed your child from the public training camp.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I just want to tell you, class, that I am violating the rules of capitalization. And lately I have refused to use a capital letter for the first letter in some proper names. I'm not going to do it because if I don't respect that person, that is the name that I'm using, I will not capitalize it. I just want to let you know that's something that I'm doing. So if you happen to get an email from me and you think that I don't know the rules of grammar, that's why I do what I do. Rich?
All right, Vince. I mean, if we went back in time, even 10 years, and I mentioned these articles and say that these articles were going to be valid and verified, you would never allow me on your broadcast. You would think I'm a nutcase. You would think I have mental illness mentioning these articles. These are all true. These are all facts. You know, half of our Border Patrol, more than half, have been fired for being unvaccinated. And I don't blame them. I would do the same thing. I don't blame one bit. But the powers that be are opening the doors to our own destruction. And what happens when you have more people chasing less goods and services while we're printing money? You know, MSNBC, Vince, just came. You know, I've given lots of long lectures on economics, stagflation, inflation, deflation. I mean, I've talked about it all. The stock buybacks. I mean, MSNBC literally went full clowntard and on national, worldwide news, they're gaslighting the people that inflation is a good thing. Now, Vince, what is, I mean, the producer price index is at record pace at 8.6%. Inflation, real inflation, is probably close to that 14% mark. I mean, how can anybody justify that inflation is good? Inflation is only good for the super wealthy. Everybody else, it's total damage.
There's no, Rich, there's no need. There's no need for inflation. You know, the universities teach that inflation is a normal thing. It's a cyclical thing. No, it is not. No, it's not. Supply and demand is. But inflation is just the creation of more dollars chasing the same amount of goods. So if there's more of those Federal Reserve notes floating around, then the prices will tend to go up. That's what inflation is. But before the Federal Reserve, there was no inflation. Before the Pentagon, we won every war. Back to you.
Yeah, well, Vince, that's the you hit the nail on the head. The inflation definition, the 101 inflation definition, is increased money supply. So when they're printing money, and I'm reading that the Fed is going to be printing $1 trillion a month soon. How can there be any confidence in the dollar? How the heck can there not be inflation? How the heck is that going to not affect interest rates? How the heck are we not going to lose a world reserve currency status? See, this is why I've been calling for the revaluation of silver and gold. The people need a plan B. And I'm talking to, like, I'm blue in the face to these, even these red Republican governors. We need to have the state's treasury get involved in it. We need to have depositories. It needs to be revalued, and we need to be able to jump in immediately with new commerce, new trading, and credibility. And these people, everybody, Vince, it doesn't matter if they're politicians, lawyers, judges, bankers, everybody has sold out their country for their own personal well-being. You know, I've spent hours, you know this, giving ideas and solutions. Self-sufficiency prepared in schools. Look how many millions of lives we would have saved if we had skill sets. But no, the powers that be want to create depopulation through eugenics and genocide. In other words, murder. There's so many great ideas and solutions that we've discussed on this program. And the powers that be only care about themselves. Vince, I'll be honest with you, these articles are very disappointing. Even though they're factual and they're truthful, it's very disappointing. And it's hard to believe it's today's reality. I'll give you the last word. I know we only have a few seconds left, but I'll give you the last word, buddy. And thank you again for letting me exercise my First Amendment rights.
You're welcome. Operation Gladio. GLADIO, the unholy alliance between the Vatican, the CIA, and the Mafia. If you can get the audiobook, or if you can get the book, or if you research it on the internet, you might find it on YouTube, you might find a condensed version. It will rock your world. You will see why everything that is happening that you don't like is happening. It will show you who's doing it. It'll show you the genesis of it. It'll show you why it's been done. And it's all about the sum of all individual greed and all individual stupidity. The stupidity of the GDP and the greed of the people who run the show. Rich, thank you so much.
Thank you, Vince.
Hear that? That's the sound of a man guarding his home around the clock. Because he has 24/7 professional monitoring from SimpliSafe Home Security. With 24/7 professional monitoring, SimpliSafe keeps watch night and day. If there's trouble, SimpliSafe alerts him and will dispatch emergency help when needed. Get free shipping with the order of a new system at SimpliSafe.com today.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling on behalf of the Mice Nest.
Mice Nest?
Yes, Mice Nest. It's a nest of mice. They finished chewing through your RV wiring, so the fire should start soon.
Can we cancel that?
Oh, sorry. Once scheduled, they can't really stop, because they're mice. A nest of them.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Oh, and if you could stay on the line for a quick survey.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.